On May 29, 1968, the Poor People's Campaign arrived in Washington, D.C. The campaign was established to broaden the civil rights movement to include disadvantaged people of all races. The main demonstration was held at the Mall in Washington, D.C., where people camped out in tents called Resurrection City. 7,000 demonstrators made this tent city their home to bring attention to issues of poverty and injustice. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Lord, help us to stand for justice, and find you among the poor. A reading from Psalm 140, verses 4 to 6. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who are determined to trip me up. The proud have hidden a snare for me and stretched out the net of cords. They have set traps for me along the path. I have said to the Lord, you are my God. Listen, O Lord, to my supplication. Lord, help us to stand for justice and find you among the poor. A reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, help us to stand for justice and find you among the poor. Mississippi civil rights activist Fannie Lou Hamer said, Christianity is being concerned about your fellow man, not building a million-dollar church while people are starving right around the corner. Christ was a revolutionary person, out there where it was happening. That's what God is all about, and that's where I get my strength. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. And so, as we become aware of your presence in this place and time, open our eyes to perceive you, realign our mind to believe you, and reawaken our hearts to receive you, now and throughout the day to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice alongside the whole of God's creation today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, as I sit here quietly, I use the simple words of someone else, the 17th century writer Francois Fenelon, to express the cry of our own hearts now. Lord, help us not to worry about the words, but address you with the language of the heart. We simply present ourselves to you. We open our heart to you. Teach us to pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, our instinct can be to avoid pain, to protect and isolate ourselves as much as possible from the suffering all around. But we yield today to your infinitely tender love, choosing instead to care about other people's pain and to carry it within our hearts as you do in yours, with sighs and groans and longing. Thank you, Lord, that whenever we get close enough to others to carry their burdens, you come even closer to us and carry ours. For as the psalmist says in 34 verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone that we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Help us, Lord, to do the one thing that is necessary, to tend to the poor, to walk alongside the poor, to find you among the poor, to declare ourselves poor as long as anyone suffers need. May we begin this journey with just one person today. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.